Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library, the podcast that talks about programs and resources at Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. I'm your host, Jeff Gavin, and I am a librarian at North County Regional Library, and I'm also working on the digital branch. And my co-host is Beth Pierce. She is a technical services librarian, also here at Main Library. If you need more information about branches, go to www.cmlibrary.org/branches for more information on library locations and phone numbers. It's that time of year when students go back to school, including adult students, and there are many adults that want to learn without getting a degree. Your public library system has lots of programs and resources to help adults on their journey to learn new things. In this episode of Meet Me at the Library, we'll be talking about programs and resources available through the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library System that can help adults to continue their education even after they finish high school or college. With us today, we have Detrice Fox. She is a librarian in the Job Help Center here at Main Library, which is 310 North Tryon Street, Charlotte, North Carolina. And this is where we're recording from. Detrice, please tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I am a librarian in the Job Help Center, where I focus most of my day on working with customers from a service point and ensuring that they have all the support they need when using the computers in our lab.
Gotcha.
In addition to that, I teach most of the workforce development classes that are offered in the Job Help Center, as well as I do the career coaching through what's called career development intensives.
Okay. We also have Dave Sniffen, the Adult Services Coordinator for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library and the Interim Manager for the Job Help Center. Dave's also located here at Main Library.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having me. Good morning, Detrice. Hope you're doing well. As Jeff said, I coordinate services for adults for the library system. So that entails looking at potential presenters, vetting them with a team of librarians, and then seeing which of our 20 branches is interested in that particular program. I'm also, at the moment, interim manager for the Job Help Center while they're in a period of transition. The old manager retired, and they're having a new position come on board soon. So thanks for having me.
Great. Thanks, Dave. So we're going to find out from these library experts some specifics on how the library can help adults to continue their education with library resources for adults. Okay, so now Dave is going to talk about programs and resources that can help you learn a variety of different topics. So Dave, can you please tell us what are some other types of programs that the library offers for continuing education for adults?
Okay, thanks again, Jeff, for having me. We offer a lot of different types of programs at the library. Adult services is 18 to infinity is what I like to call it. So trying to meet that niche market of what all those different ages want is sometimes difficult, but we really do a good job of trying to offer variety and a wealth of different kinds of programming at the library. Right. We do sort of our foundational programming is with computers, obviously trying to pass on those PC skills to people that need them since they are so prevalent in today's society. We offer a lot of computer basics workshops, internet basics, email basics, and we've also transitioned quite a few branches offer one-on-one tech support now. We found that it's hard to sometimes justify closing a whole computer lab for two or three students. So why not offer those students individualized help or smaller group setting help? And that's turned out to be a good relationship in almost all of our branches. You can find some branches have scheduled one-on-one tech support with staff members or volunteers, and others have drop-in sessions. And you can access all of those on cmlibrary.org/calendar, and you can search for our tech sessions on there. We also offer a variety of Microsoft-based classes, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft PowerPoint. And almost all those classes have both a beginner and intermediate level available through the library.
So, Dave, what do you think is the most popular kind of class?
You know, it's still, I find that as many advanced users as we have, there's still people that have come in the library and never touched a mouse or have never used a computer. So our basics classes are very important to help people bridge that sometimes fear that we, those of us that have kind of grown up with this technology, forget about, that there's still people that have a lot of fear with it. As Detrice said earlier, we have a lot of interest in our Excel classes. We do offer a few advanced Excel opportunities, including a class on Excel pivot tables. Those that come to seek out that class are very excited when they find it.
Great. Do you think people like the one-on-one better or the class?
Pretty much, depending on personality, but most people like one-on-one help because it does feel exclusive. It does feel, there's nobody else taking the time. And you can ask those real questions that, for whatever reason, you may think are embarrassing in a group atmosphere.
Right. Makes sense.
You know, my mom goes to the library where she lives, and she's like, well, I don't want to bother the people that are there. And I'm like, well, Mom, that's their job. Please bother them.
That's right.
So, yeah. I think people really appreciate that one-on-one support. And if you think about the society we live in today, it's hard to get one-on-one support in anything with a human that's free.
Mm-hmm. That's free. Right. True.
That's so true.
Right. And all of our programs are free.
Absolutely.
Dave, what about programs for people that just want to learn new topics?
Sure. We have a lot of available classes like that. We have genealogy classes, history-based classes, a lot of film series that go on. Some of our more popular programs at branches are writing programs. Hmm. We have a very successful writing programs at the Mid-Hill Library, North County Library, which is currently under construction, Mountain Island, Cornelius, Main Library, Matthews, a lot of different areas have writing groups, and everybody's welcome to come and join those writing groups. One project they're working on is for Indie Author Day, which is on Saturday, October 13th. There's going to be a program with about 15 to 20 independent authors, publishers, and panel discussions going on at William R. Davy Park. And you can find out more information about that on our website. But that's being conducted by the writing group we have here at the library.
Great.
Can I plug my teammate?
Yeah, plug your teammate.
I want to shout out Pam Turner, who has a very successful writing program here in the Job Help Center called Write Like You Mean It.
Okay.
Happens every Thursday at 10.
Yeah.
In the Dalton Room. So it gives writers the opportunity to come and sit down. She gives them prompts. They write, and she just really sets the atmosphere for them to write and share at the end if they choose to. So I think she has a really awesome program going on here.
So it's fiction writing mostly?
Mostly fiction, yeah.
And they have a really passionate group of followers. Mm-hmm. And some of her group are regulars that travel the world, and others are people that are new to our community. And so it's a very welcoming environment.
And do you think most people that come to writing programs are looking for fiction writing help or nonfiction?
I think they're looking to write fiction.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think her classes offer you techniques that are good for however you want to write.
Right.
She has professors that teach history and writing and poetry and all kinds of different genres come in and talk.
So she has a lot of visiting people.
Yeah, she does.
Awesome.
Additionally, we also offer language classes. We offer a number of online resources, but we also have English as a second language classes. We offer through CPCC, a partnership with them, a program called Crossroads Cafe, which is instructor-led at the Stone Creek, Scaly Bark, and Cornelius Libraries. So people that want to learn English and conversational English can come and learn from an accredited professor from CPCC. A number of branches offer one-on-one support for conversational English and learning other languages as well.
All right. Cool. So the library is the place to come if you want to practice another language.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Dave, is there any other programs you'd like to tell us about?
Yeah, Jeff, we have a few going on in our business, entrepreneurial side, as well as some things for seniors. Bates Ford Road is going to be hosting a couple sessions on wills for seniors and veterans. So it's more of an information session on what's available for those that are seniors and veterans as far as will and life planning. We also have a great relationship with the Mecklenburg County Office of Economic Development, where Mark Stewart, one of the gentlemen in the office, goes out and does small business concierge programs at a number of different libraries. Those are available through our website as well on cmlibrary.org/calendar. And those programs are set up where you can ask any kind of question of Mark at the Office of Economic Development in terms of licensing or business setup or funding. And so far in our community, he's helped over 200 people try and get their businesses up and running.
Wow.
So it's going
really
great.
That's fantastic. That's so many.
Really good.
Do you know what kind of questions people are asking?
It can be like, I have this idea for a business. How do I start? Or I have this business going on. Can you help me with this particular license or this particular permit? Because that office is tasked with getting more economics mobility in our community and for our community members that have the entrepreneurial spirit. So we want to be there to offer them space and places for people to go. And the great thing about his program is he offers them on Saturdays.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
So people can really take advantage of that.
Cool.
Wow.
So Dave, tell us how we would find these programs and access them. Like, how would we know when and where these programs are taking place?
Sure. You can check on cmlibrary.org. Go down. That's our main website. And you can go down to the button that says calendar. And on there is a listing of literally every program that the library is conducting. But you can filter it based on your age, whether it's adult or children's or topic, whether that be health education or technology. And then you can also filter it by branch or location. Okay. So if you're interested in your neighborhood location, you can find programs that way as well.
And how do you do that filtering?
There's actually two buttons, tag areas where you can separate out, filter the search. One is a select tag and one is a select branch opportunity. And then if that's too difficult, you can always call the library. Many people are not aware that we're one of the few libraries that actually has a person at the end of the phone call when you call. That number is 704-416-0100, and you can talk to someone in our telephone reference department.
Great. Cool. You're at home and you're not familiar with the library. How do you find out where the branches are or how to contact the branch?
Well, thankfully, everything we have is on our Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library website, cmlibrary.org. We've set it up really easy where if you scroll down, there's tabs for the calendars we mentioned before, resources, and there's also a branch listing tab. So you can click on that tab and it takes you, lists all the branches. And when you click on each branch, it also provides a map of where it is. So you can tell where it is in your community. And again, if you can't figure out which one is closest to you, you can always give us a call and we'll be happy to help you find your location.
Great. Thanks, Dave. All right. So Dave, we talked about programs at the library or at all of the libraries. I know a lot of people aren't going to have time to come into the library. What about online resources that can help folks learn new topics or new subjects or just, you know, hobbies, things they're interested in?
Sure. We touched on a few of those earlier, Jeff, but we have close to or even over 100 different databases we have access to on our resources page at cmlibrary.org. And on that page is your typical homework help, history, biography kind of things. But we also have languages, what to read next kind of things, health topics, career guidance, all types of different topics on there that we can access through the website with your library card.
Okay.
Lynda.com.
Oh, Lynda is great.
Yeah, yes. Lynda.com is amazing. Videos and interactivity, like this is kind of like a course. Like you watch the video, they have an outline of what you're learning and gives you assignments. I feel like Lynda.com is amazing. And then you have Universal Class. I direct people to Universal Class when they have never done online schooling. Okay. Like if you were considering this, try Universal Class.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
I've been doing that for years because now people are, it's a regular thing that people are signing up for school and they're sending them online to do classes. And before it wasn't like that. So it's just like, you know, right. If you're considering going back to school, you know, maybe try out this Universal Class to see if, you know, this is something that you think you'll be able to work through because, you know, that's a whole nother beast in doing online classes. So
Universal Class is similar to, say, a Blackboard type class
yes.
or a Moodle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Dave, what can the library offer to help with specific subjects like history or math and science?
Jeff, you know, we have our resources page has, as I mentioned, close to 100 databases on there, which can seem a little overwhelming, but thankfully we do have some search categories and some tags you can do on the side. So if you're looking for specifically business resources, you can filter those out. When I do business filtering, it brings up Charlotte Business Journal, Cypress Resume, CQ Researcher, Hoover's Business Online. So those specific topics, or if you need to filter for art or math or language, something like that, it'll help you find those specific databases. Speaking of language, we do offer Mango Languages, which is a language learning database. They have 50, 60, 75 different languages you can learn on there. And it's, again, a self-paced class where you can start from the beginning and then work your way up to conversational language and a number of different other languages that are available.
Okay. So if you want to learn, if you're a French speaker, you can learn Italian.
Right.
It's vice versa.
It's more, even more intense than our English as a second language classes that we offer, because it has so many different languages on there. And as you say, you can speak one language and learn to speak another. It does cross-pollinate like that.
Okay, cool.
What if I wanted to learn to talk like a pirate? Is there anything in the library that could help me do that?
Mango languages.
What?
Yeah.
Yes. Pirate is one of the languages on Mango Languages, wow. Believe it or not.
And there's probably, Dries can probably confirm that there's a job or two out there where you need to know pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you want to work at...
mini golf attendant.
Specifically on a pirate ship.
At Myrtle Beach, they have Pirate's Cove, and yeah. Everybody there speaks like a pirate. So if you want to know pirates, you got to go to Mango Languages.
You might need the pirate...
That's right, I need a lesson course. Myself.
That was more gangs in New York.
I'm from New York.
So if somebody read a book in their English class or their history class and they really liked it and wanted to find similar titles, does the library have anything that could help them do that?
Yeah, Novelist. Mm-hmm. So Novelist basically provides reading recommendations for fiction and nonfiction materials.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, for all ages. So children, teens, adults. And it also includes feature articles and book discussion guides as well. Some book talks, and it's also a well-known tool for librarians when they are using Reader's Advisory.
Oh, great. So, okay. Yeah.
It also has a tool where you can find similar authors to what you're reading now, and they provide books that are similar to that.
That's very useful.
Okay, so Dave, or Detrice, what about if you want to read a book or see some kind of media, but you want to do it on your phone or your computer?
Well, Hoopla is really good for having access to ebooks or audiobooks or videos. Okay. You can pretty much access all of those things through Hoopla, and you can access Hoopla through the library's website.
We also have a Freegle, which is a free music app where you can download 5 songs a week. You get to keep those songs through there, and there are current hits and current chart toppers and all kinds of genres on there as well.
I think Freegle is a lot of the Sony music collection.
I'm a big fan of Libby myself. Does anyone use the Libby app?
Is that the Overdrive?
It is Overdrive. Okay. Yeah, it makes it so simple. I mean, Overdrive I thought was always pretty easy before, but Libby just makes it so much easier. Cool. And you can download, you can read them right on your phone. I happen to have a Kindle, so I just push a button and it sends it directly to my Kindle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
So Libby is another way of looking at Overdrive?
At Overdrive, yeah. The app is called Libby, but you can always go on our website to access Overdrive, or you can use your phone's browser just to look at Overdrive as well. But if you want the app, it's called Libby, Libby. Okay. Available free in most major app stores.
Great. And Overdrive has... Overdrive is actually very similar to the library's popular collection because the library actually collects the books in Overdrive. So it has the advantage that the librarians are picking out the books, but it has the disadvantage that we only get a certain number of copies. So it is possible you have to put a hold on books through Overdrive. Now, Hoopla is a subscription product, and you can have unlimited access to the resources, but you get 6 a month, whereas Overdrive, you can have 10 items checked out at any time. As long as you check one in, you can check another one out.
Wow, I didn't know that, Jeff.
Cool. Glad to share my knowledge. Okay, so, Dave and Detrice, thank you so much for coming. Is there anything else you all want to talk about or want to tell us about?
Well, one thing I always share with patrons is that, you know, we really appreciate the support and your tax dollars. And we've already got your tax dollars, so please come use us.
Okay, so thank you for joining us for Meet Me at the Library. We hope you've enjoyed this program. Look for our next upcoming back-to-school episodes. In another episode, we'll talk about learning circles. And then later on, we'll be talking about STEAM, which is Science, Technology, Education, Art, and Math.
And for more information, as always, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org. Don't forget to check out the library's calendar and resource pages. You can also find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram at cmlibrary, and also using the hashtag cmlibrary.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a great day.